Darlayın. Darlayın ama.
The Dalai Lama's first visit to Tuva, a mountainous region on the Mongolian border, was celebrated with music, dancing, and religious rituals that many local people had never seen before. Buddhism has several hundred thousand followers in Russia, but one of the Dalai Lama's assistants, Andrei Kirientyev, says the religion suffered more than any other under the communist regime.
Buddhist religion was smashed completely. All the temples were destroyed, and all the clergy sent to prison or repressed otherwise. When we speak about Christianity, we still have more than 10% of the churches were alive even during the communist rule.
Now the Dalai Lama has consecrated a piece of land for the first temple in Tuva since the 1930s and visited a former military barracks in Buryatia, also on the Mongolian border, which will in future house a Buddhist institute. Local politicians have welcomed the Dalai Lama enthusiastically, partly perhaps because his visit is a reminder to Moscow and the rest of the world of their region's separate ethnic identity. In Tuva, which was an independent state between the two world wars, the Tibetan leader was called on to consecrate the Autonomous Republic's new flag in a ceremony clearly designed to appease the strong local nationalist movement.
People of Tuva will memorize this moment. When there is the flag over the homeland, the free, sovereign, independent Republic of Tuva.
For his part, the Dalai Lama reminded his audiences that while they'd already gained considerable freedom within Russia, his homeland, Tibet, remained under the complete domination of China. Local officials in Tuva and elsewhere have said they personally support his campaign for Tibetan independence. But the Russian government, which does not want to offend Peking, has been careful not to commit itself. Tim Huell, BBC, Moscow.